I wanna la 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 go.
What happens when you bring together some of the most talented Jewish young writers to write about a holiday that pretty much every American Jew, religious or not, celebrates in a collection of essays? Well, you get a wonderful collection called How to Spell Hanukkah and Other Holiday Dilemmas, 18 writers celebrating the Eight Nights of Lights. It is edited by Emily Franklin, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It is a delight to have you with us. I remarked on this earlier, but there was a tweet that Joan Rivers put out earlier this week that said the Hanukkah takes eight nights because it takes that long to figure out how to spell it.
Oh, so, I thought she was going to say it takes that long to digest the latte.
So that was the and that goes perfectly into the title of the book, How to Spell Hanukkah. What brought this collection together?
Well, my editor and I noticed that there was sort of a hole on the shelves. There are a lot of Christmas books and holiday-themed books, but not too much addressing the Festival of Lights. So I began to ask Jewish writers, some I knew personally and some I just admired from afar, if they had any words of wisdom or stories to tell. And surprisingly, most people had something right away that came to mind. So this is the edited versions of their stories.
I have to say that some of my favorite writers of all time are included in this book, Jonathan Trober being among them, our good friend Edward Schwarzschild, who was right here in Albany.
Yes, and Elisa Albert.
Yes, absolutely. And Steve Almond and a lot of our good friends are included in the book. And it's just an amazing Joshua Braffin here as well. Just some wonderful, wonderful writers who have a lot of very, very and I don't want to say hilarious, funny, because it is also very poignant and moving as well.
Well, we tried to do that. I tried to get a real range of stories because not all of us have super comedic stories to tell about Hanukkah. Some people have, there's a couple of sort of tragic essays in here, and then there's some hilarious ones. And then, other ones that are sort of just quirky and interesting. You've got Peter Orner and Eric Orner, who are brothers, and Peter Orner told his story, and Eric Orner had his own story to tell in the form of a graphic essay. So it's a comic about sort of coming out at Hanukkah.
Traditions break. And
yeah.
It's very, very nicely included in the volume. This has been something that's been in the process for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, we had a hardcover come out, and this is the paperback release, which is always finds its way into more hands. And it's been well received, and it sort of has a long life, I think, just because it's a perpetual read or reread.
When you look at, as an editor, of what you were looking for, you mentioned of that balance, but for the writers and putting them in even the order, what were you looking for?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One is you want to have essays that you can read in little chunks, because that's sort of how our time is fragmented these days. And so each of these is sort of an easily digestible memoir story. But if you are reading more than one in a row, you don't want to read three "isn't this the funniest thing you've ever heard" stories in a row, and at the same time you might not have it in you to read, "My father died at Hanukkah," and then the next one is sad. So you're looking for a balance there. And certainly when I was soliciting these, I wanted to find stories that had Hanukkah as a central component, not just a backdrop. Because we can always tell a story and it happened to be Hanukkah or it happened to be New Year's, but we wanted it to really sort of have a focal point around the holiday for people.
There's also very much the component in several of the essays about how it compares to Christmas in the sense of culturally how it fits in.
Right. There's a little quote from Jennifer Gilmore's essay, and it says, "That night we did what I once thought all Jews did. We prepared for Christmas." certainly when I was growing up, that was part of it. Even though I'm Jewish, my grandparents are Jewish, my parents are Jewish, Christmas was a very appealing, brightly colored holiday. And so I think there is some of that in the book. We have to address that, the sort of wallflower aspect of Hanukkah.
Jennifer Gilmore says, perhaps here is where I should mention that my 100% Jewish father was and remains obsessed with Christmas. It's a very amusing essay. And some very tender recollections as well, as we mentioned.
Yes. I mean, I think that, you know, for me personally, we grew up celebrating Christmas and going so far as to cut down a tree on my grandparent in my woods and decorating it, and my grandparents feeling that it was essentially an American holiday, but Hanukkah was a Jewish holiday, and that they were distinct in that way. And I think now, as a parent, you know, I don't have a Christmas tree in the house. We have a menorah. We light the lights. We have a lot of traditions around it with the kids, and I feel like it's part of my job as a parent just to try and simplify and make real for them the Jewish holidays in a way that maybe wasn't as clear for me. And I think some of the essays touch on that as well. I know Steve Allman's hilarious sort of sermon-esque essay touches on that for him.
He's terrific. He's such a great writer.
He's wonderful.
A lot of fun to read. It's a great title of the book, How to Spell Hanukkah, but it does, you know, it's one of those things that when you look at it, you're like, yeah, okay, well, so how do you spell it?
Well, I mean, there really are. I mean, I told my kids, you know, yeah, you want to add in another K, add in a K. You want to add in an H, nobody's going to tell you that you spelled it wrong because nobody really knows. And then you go to try and Google it and you get all the different variations. So I think, you know, you're all set. And I think, you know, if you look at an essay like Jill Kargman's great essay, she's got one called The Only Dreidel in Idaho about her sort of experience with anti-Semitism going skiing in Idaho. And I think it's just not well known. I mean, even in doing publicity for this book and having, you know, wonderful opportunities to speak with radio stations across the country and stuff, many people needed me to explain what Hanukkah is at all, how long it is. Some thought it was 13 nights. I mean, so I feel like we not only as Jews have questions about what is this holiday exactly and what does it mean, but I think the public at large doesn't necessarily get it either.
I did think it was funny. When I was writing the script and I was putting the different, I was on purpose putting in the different spellings in the script, and spell check just allows all of them. Like it does.
That's so funny. I haven't even thought about that. I never tried that.
It just sort of allows for every. It doesn't come up and say, you know, did you mean? Which I think is interesting. Jill Kargman was very funny in talking about the essay about the first Jewish governor in the U.S. being elected in Idaho, which I did not know. So there's a little snippets of fascinating information in the book as well.
Yes, we just did an event in Brooklyn, and she was there. She had a terrific reading, and, you know, she was really talking about bringing the menorah as a portable, meaningful implement across the country with her and where it finds its place. And I think that one of the interesting things about this book, which is also portable, and the meaning of the holiday is just that, you know, as Jews, we sort of take things with us, always fleeing as we were. And so, you know, the book sort of follows that tradition.
And how do you see people? Do you see people reading it from cover to cover, or just sort of picking up, dipping in, dipping out, that kind of thing?
Well, it's funny. I think that people often see essay collections and they think, oh, I'm just going to read the writers that I know or I'll thumb through. But what ends up happening is I think they all are so strong. And I've edited a number of different collections, and I think these ones are exceptional. And I think people end up reading it and they go back. They may not read it in order, thereby destroying all of my hard work of creating balance. But no, they sort of pick around and they do read it. You know, unless you're like my husband and you need to follow instructions and read it from front to back.
The name of the book is How to Spell Hanukkah and Other Holiday Dilemmas. It is a delightful publication. It is from Algonquin Paperbacks. Emily Franklin is the editor. 18 writers celebrating 8 nights of lights, and it is a beautiful volume. Emily, thank you very much for being with us. Have a wonderful holiday season, and a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for hosting me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.